Oh, Saf, you're no longer under the Gesh, also.
Okay, awesome.
You did when you met with Titania and she held up your hand, it dissolved and you will no longer take psychic damage. You did what you said you would.
Weren't we supposed to go back and re-report to the queen? I feel like that's just a waste of time.
We were initially supposed to, but...
But since I'm not dying anymore...
Yeah. Oh, we can send What's-His-Face back.
Yeah.
Oh, slow. Yeah.
But we need to, like, make sure he's fit to go back first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's a little sad boy right now.
Dehydrated.
Just water him back up with the water we found at the thing.
No.
Hey, let's do this.
All right. As you leave the court, it's almost like a curtain closes behind you, and you find yourselves back in the woods where you came from.
Let's head back the way we came, I guess.
Okay. So you walk down the path there, past the dancers. You hear the faint music again, continuing on along. Technically, you were headed nightward currently. Actually starts to, you do notice it, the sun passes its apex and heads towards sunset as you head this way. You pass where the Toad Duke was, and he's no longer there.
Damn it, Noah.
And as you approach the doorway to the glade of the what would be the glade of the great tree, you see a few bouncing lights out in the forest around you. They appear to be just about softball sized, floating at about 4.5-5 feet off the ground, and they're just kind of bouncing
blocking
around
the door.
No, they're just out around.
Okay.
All around.
I recall we avoided an encounter with these guys last time, so let's just walk through the gate and be done with it.
Trees? Yes?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And as you step through this archway, you step out and you are not in the glade of the great tree. You find yourselves in the Lady's Grove, just outside of Oak Hill. Zixel, Pilot, Illichol, make wisdom saving throws.
Shit. Don't forget. Please don't forget.
6.
No.
Why is adding 2 so hard right now? It's a 15.
Okay. Illichol?
That's a 3.
Okay.
We're great. We're doing awesome.
I know you said this last time, but why don't I need to make one?
You have the Fae ancestry.
Trait. Okay.
Fae creatures automatically succeed on the saving throw, as do any creatures like elves that have the Fae ancestry trait. You have Fae ancestry for being a half elf. It's the one that gives you advantage on charmed saving throws, and magic can't put you to sleep.
Yep.
It appears time passed as normal as you step out into the glade or into the grove of the ladies, Blaze Grove. Illichol and Zixel, you just walked through here. Why are we walking the other way now?
Oh, are you kidding me?
We don't remember any of the rest of the woods.
Oh, you walked out. You walked into the Grove of the Great Tree, and into the Lady's Grove.
Okay.
So that's you walked. So you did all the Grove stuff of the tree. Mm-hmm. You stepped through the portal into the lady's glade. That's what it is.
What just happened?
What do you mean just happened?
Why are we back here?
Yeah.
Did we need to
go back to the great tree again, or did
we
do
need
something
to meet
to
with
there?
Titania.
We just met with her.
No.
We stepped through the door and here we are.
Illichol, look, this is Othlo.
Othlo is there. Othlo is there.
Alphonse, can you set up a camp real quick, please?
Absolutely.
What?
Gather around, children. Come on, let's sit.
You're only like minutes away from town.
Yeah.
You're literally 15-20 minutes out of town.
That's fine.
We're gonna need a minute.
Yeah.
A debrief.
Yeah.
Put on a cup of put a pot of tea.
What are you saying? We were
How
there.
Where did Othlo come from?
Alphonse, may I have a ration, please?
Yeah, I give you a full ration.
I set Othlo down and.
Zixil right now is frantic because all he wanted to do was go there and find some shit out.
And everything that was said to you was like whispered, so we didn't hear anything.
Fucking
so everything that
you
learned is just gone.
Yeah, she told you some important shit.
Well, we went through the portal like we did the first time into the Feywilds, or the first time we helped Othlo find his the Feywild. Do you remember that? We went around the tree. And we went through the portal. Where does your memory end?
We went around the tree, we stepped through the portal, and we stepped out here.
Here. We stepped into the Feywild. We met with Queen Titania.
All of us?
All of us. Together.
What happened?
We met with her, and it was quite unpleasant. We discovered that not only did she not accept the mantle of the mantle, she's also preparing to march for war at Midsummer should her daughter not be returned to her.
Because Queen Titania believes that Queen Mab have taken her daughter away, and therefore
her daughter?
Yes. You remember the Fae people we met when we rescued the children in Melt, yes?
Yes, yes. That was the daughter?
Yes.
The daughters of both Queen Titania and Queen Mab. And since then, she claims that the night of the fire at Westfirk, her daughter went missing in that area, and she has lost contact with her.
And that's why she didn't accept the mantle? Is because she's lost her daughter and she believes Mab has her.
Claiming that it was a trap.
Did she say anything to me?
It was all in whisper.
He keeps glancing back towards where. Like,
did I hear anything?
Do you
at all?
When she named the there... four of us, like the spoken four, the lost,
that
and the
was,
forgotten? If,
yeah.
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 What
remember,
did she say to him?
Yeah.
She said.
Yeah.
Tintric Guav.
Make an intelligence check.
Yeah.
The two of you that were saying there that remember.
18.
That's good enough.
22.
That's nice. Also good enough. You both were confused.
And that,
is
I repeat that
the
word.
Tintric Guav.
She called you the Tintric Guav.
And that,
like,
she also mentioned that this was your land or something like that.
That she said to Zixel because it's not Alphonse's.
Yeah.
She is talking to Alphonse, and then she needs you to direct it to somebody whose world this is.
Who actually belongs here.
Oh, okay.
She said Tintric Guav. Very rarely am I visited by a fairy tale.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll say
very rarely
you,
I am I the one visited by a fairy tale.
Does Zixel again get like a
visceral
feeling to this?
Nope.
Nothing else?
That's all I heard.
He's like frantically like looking back into the forest of like, I got it.
You guys did hear her offer to him.
Oh yeah,
that
she did.
Yeah.
She did offer you a place in her service as well. Should you give up your
destiny,
your destiny, your prophesized destiny?
I love how much they were paying attention.
This is things I actually remember, but they look called dozen.
Yeah,
and join her as a knight or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we got the gist of it.
To which you declined.
But she said the offer was still open.
So Zixel's like, okay, so I'm gonna say this right now. When they were leaving, Zixel was furious that the queen was such a so like haphazard about everything and like not really cooperative and anything. So right now, when he hears that, he still imagines that she's this fairy tale that just offered him knighthood.
Oh no, no, no! We're gonna get into it. Okay, like that that was the
But so like right now he's like.
So essentially, she. From what I was expecting when we met with Mab, I was expecting, and I guess we did receive the polar opposite. But she almost has no care for this world.
She imprisons she doesn't Offworld care for
she doesn't care who gets caught in the crossfire, and she strung up Offlo in all but his underclothes for her entire court to watch for weeks. Without food, without water, and saying that wasn't cruelty compared to what her sister did, which she has no evidence of. And I don't want to say that she tasked us with this, but all of you being from this world, an all-out clash between the elements would surely mean destruction for everything that you know.
It would wreak havoc on everything.
How do we stop it? What did she say?
She didn't ask. But all she said was, should her daughter be returned to her
unharmed?
Unharmed. Safe. Shit. By midsummer. Fuck.
This is part of what Alphonse is saying.
Unharmed. Shit.
There will
be by midsummer. Fuck.
That there will be no more.
It's exactly what Theo clipped. Shit. Fuck. Sorry.
Did she provide no heading? No direction?
All she said was that if she's in danger, she'll be defending herself. And to me, that the only thing that sprung to mind was what you had mentioned.
Summer's Earth.
At Summer's Hearth, the clash of the elementals, and I feel like we need to go there immediately.
I would say that is the only heading that we would have. What elementals were there? Hold on, let me think.
Everything but fire.
Everything but fire. Oh, sorry.
It sounds like there wasn't fire.
A water elemental and an earth elemental. That's all that was there.
And an air, winds.
What?
I talked about the winds of air.
So there could be, okay. So there could be
everything but fire.
Heavy winds. I know there was something about heavy winds.
Okay.
I got them.
Is Othlo conscious or not yet? I want to have a conversation here.
Conscious yet.
Okay. So
he's doing better, but like he's not like conversationally conscious.
Like he's not injured where like any of us could like try to roll a medicine check to try to help him out or anything, right?
I mean,
I want him to be unconscious
check
right now.
Oh, do you?
That kind of stuff, but like he's not.
I want to have a discussion about like I'm kind of torn whether we send him back to the Winter Queen with kind of like this discussion, because at this point we don't know if she's behind it or not.
We need to hear what he explains, what happened, right?
He doesn't know. He's told us like he was just going to give the mantle. He's just a messenger.
Yeah, but like surely he must remember what happened to get him strung up. And
it's true,
he could have a different story.
He came to the court. Well, at least what Titania told us, he came to the court after the daughter had been stolen, asking why Titania,
like the day after.
Asking why Titania didn't take the mantle, and she was pissed, so she strung him up. That's probably all he knows. He might know more, but probably not.
Your letter, Zixel, said flooding, tremors, and bad winds. Luckily, no fire reports.
Okay.
As of when,
because the king's brother Bordrin explained from his reconnaissance that there was water elemental and an earth elemental, and that's what the guard knew of.
Yes.
But I suppose Corrin would probably have a bit more knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it could just be that Bordrin in that moment didn't relay it perfectly. It was post battle.
Yeah.
All right, so I think what we need to do here is get Othlo in kind of like a conscious state, explain to him that he needs to go back and start this conversation with Mab. We've got to go back to the Kingsguard outpost, send word to the king, and we've got to go north because we've got, what, a couple of weeks?
It is.
I just want to say, during this entire conversation, I'm slowly like putting small pieces of Alphon's ration into Othlo's mouth.
Slowly feeding him.
Yeah.
You have between now and the the solstice is 1, 2, 3, 4. We're gonna say 5 weeks. Huh. Right on it.
How many days ride is it from the Kingsguard outpost to
Summer's Hearth?
Also, your friends are up there.
Less than five.
My friends?
Yeah.
You can make it
from the beginning.
What you friends? Could make it.
Oh, my I forgot about them. Yeah.
You can make it from Storm's Fall to there to Summer's Hearth in a week, which is 9 days.
On horseback? So,
yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty far. Like
we're up like so.
You're up like a day, maybe a day and a half.
So probably.
Probably like right out of day. So it's probably like, yeah, 5 to 7, depending on.
Well, if anything. Oh wait, no, because if my raven returns, well, I mean, Corrin can't send a unless he ties like a note to my raven's leg or something.
Can't come to the phone right now.
And even then, it'll probably still be like a couple of days before it comes back.
Mm. And I've said your raven will go and deliver the message and then return. But yeah. It's not going to return with a message.
Yeah.
You have to find a different raven.
So what time of day is it?
Sunset.
Okay. Do we want to head back to the outpost, I guess, with Othlo?
Yeah.
Rest up?
Yeah. How much time has passed, though, since, like, everything? Since we were here before?
Yes.
Like, you mean, like, your entire lady. Journey out to the tree?
Yeah.
So what? We went out. We went to the hut. We went. We slept. Got interrupted by a fight. Woke back up. 3 days. Yeah.
3 days?
I think it was three days.
So in the second day...
It was three or four. Because the troll was an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The hut was a different day than the troll. And there was a day before that. So it's probably three.
Because the first night we slept, we got the... What the hell is it called?
Cadigan?
Yeah. Riddle. Talk to me, Catman.
He's telling you not to. It's dangerous. Nothing, don't fall asleep.
Nothing happened that night. And then the following night, that's when we had the troll fight. And then in the third day.
Is your raven token back with you now or not yet?
No, not yet.
You guys haven't been here. Your bird's a bird.
Bird work?
It's just
But like, I know that I can see through its eyes, but like, could I give it like a command to keep flying until it finds somebody? Like Avandra?
It could, but it would be out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
which is fine.
It would be susceptible to all the dangers that normal animal would, and you would have to give it like a specific return command because you can't. Once it gets out of 200 feet, it's just an animal that it's 100 foot radius. That's what it is. After it's 100 feet away, it's
I'm thinking attach a letter to its leg and send it and give it the orders to find her and then stay with her and for all intents and purposes, it's her bird until I see it again, or I reconjure.
You could do
I
that.
I think that's a little...
But you don't know which way she went, so you might just be sending your familiar...
I can always reconjure it. I can always reconjure it.
Because as far as we're aware, last time we saw her was 3 days ago, so she could have literally gone anywhere. Or
but we told her to go to Summer's Hearth, right?
Did you?
We told her to... We have a friend there.
But yeah.
Well, sure. It would also have to... If she's traveling, it would have to travel faster than she's traveling.
Right. Which is what birds do.
Also, magical birds that don't have to sleep.
You can do it. I would say the chances of success are very, very low.
Like, I also don't, what's
in
the
single
point?
Percentages.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if she went that way, see her eventually.
If it takes 5 days by horseback to get there, and it's been 3 days, she's still on the road there.
No, you said a week, didn't you?
A week from Storm's Fall. She was walking.
And she was walking, so it's very likely we'll catch up to her before she makes it there.
She was walking behind you guys into the wood. She would have had to have been on horse to keep up with you that far.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fair.
I'll give you guys that one.
Why does she matter right now?
Oh, I was just going to get her attention and tell her to wait.
Why?
I don't know.
On the off chance that she's
No, I don't think it's her, but like she's going into that, right? We directly sent her into that.
We were aware of that.
I don't know.
Already.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as we were aware, like
if we see her, see her.
All we know is that the town has an issue with elementals. It doesn't mean the town is being ravaged by these elementals. As far as we're aware. Actually, if we get back to the guards, maybe they've heard word in the last 3 days if they've heard anything up the road in Summer's Hearth.
I think we go back to the outpost.
So
let's go rest. Let's wait for this guy to wake up. Get some questions and send him on his way, I guess.
Okay, I'm also gonna give you this one. He is drow.
Yeah, that no, is, I you, that's why I wanted to tell him to go before we go to the guard outpost.
Okay.
You've never met a drow just walking around in a city so far. So, yeah, whatever.
Ooh, you know what? No, slap my hat on him and call it a day out of disguise.
That's a new phrase. Slap my hat on him and call it a day. Did it disguise him that much?
Yeah, hat of disguise.
Yes, disguise
self. While wearing this hat,
yeah, I guess.
You can use an action to disguise self.
You got to get him conscious because he has to do it.
He's not self. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we rest here for the night.
You don't have to. Have I'm sure you could. You could get him conscious. Like, he's just
slap him with the hat.
Like,
and call
I mean, like a medicine check might get him conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Go for it. Medicine check.
Nope.
Well, there's four of us.
Well,
I had a 7. Other. Someone's got to roll better than a 7.
Let's see. That one.
Can I slap a wig on him?
Turns out he's not conscious. You can disguise. If you have a disguise kit, you can make a disguise check.
I do have a disguise kit. I'll slap a wig on
him. Are you proficient in the disguise kit?
It's going to look so bad.
I would assume so.
I mean, yeah, I think so, because it's in my tools.
I would assume if you had it, you would be proficient.
Yeah.
Make a charisma check, which is deception, with proficiency.
Shoot.
What?
I should have gave her a sympathy twig.
24.
Oh, yeah, Avandra. That would actually have been really useful. That would have been a good use. What was it? 24?
Yeah.
What did you roll?
I roll a 16 with my deception, which is a +8.
Is your deception, do you have proficiency? Wait, what?
I have expertise in deception.
It's not a deception check. It's a disguise right. kit check. So it's your...
You said you deception. Don't, you don't get the... So.
It's charisma based as deception is. Okay. So it's charisma plus your proficiency. You don't get...
So 16 plus... Two, it's still at 18, right?
16 your charisma plus zero.
Proficiency?
I think she has a zero in charisma.
My charisma is two, and my proficiency is plus three.
Yeah.
So it's 16 plus five, 21. There it is.
I'm so sorry. I suck at math.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Honestly, you just bandaged the crap out of his face, and he just looks like a guy who got like his face real messed up. And you do the same thing for like his hands, and that's all you really had to do. Like that's pretty much all the skin that was showing. His ears will be covered by his cloak. He'll be like, "We got this guy. You just gotta you can carry him in. He's relatively disguised. Just looks like a dude, so he'd be fine." It's really okay. Well done. Let's
go to the outpost.
Okay, you walk back into town. You pass the you walk the 15 minutes down the path into the outskirts of town. You see the woodcutters. You walk up to town square. It's another like 15-20 minutes to the outpost. Sun has pretty much set all the way. The like lamplighter is out doing his thing. Outpost doors come in, and the one of the guys is tending like a cook pot. He goes, "Oh, you're back already. You must have gone and come back fairly quickly to be back in 4 days, 3 days, whatever it's been. We expected you to be venturing for a while."
"Yes, we found what we needed quickly."
"That's good. Did you meet Athwala? She's so nice. We occasionally go out there for herbs and other things of that nature."
"She sends her regards."
"That's very nice to know. Wonderful."
"We were wondering if we might have lodgings for one more night, plus our injured friend here."
"Of course. I didn't expect to bring... have another body, but yeah, of course. You, according to the head of the Kingsguard, you're welcome to stay whenever."
I'll be drafting a letter. I'm going to need you to get it to the king as soon as possible. Would you be able to do that for us tonight? It's urgent.
We have no messengers leaving till the morning. I'm actually the only one stationed here now. Some are coming back at midnight, but they have to get rest. They leave first thing in the morning."
"That will do. Thank you."
Get two more time to draft a better letter.
"King, sir,
Alf. Would you want to send a letter to both the king and Minolin?"
"Yeah, might as well.
I mean, the king can let Minolin know.
I guess
well.
Yeah,
address it to both."
Mm-hmm.
"I mean, these guys will
that's,
get it.
That's how. Yeah, I'm gonna send. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna send a letter to Kay and be like, also tell Martin. Like next time you see him."
"In your I'll send convenience, two. Please.
Yeah.
Urgent business."
"All right,
we could also use a teleportation scroll and go back to Minolin like now."
"Then we have to go back here."
"Teleportation? Oh yeah.
To get the his power."
"Hey, fun fact: if you, oh no, you hey, know is
better
knows,
yet.
Right? You could get there.
Better yet, we do our business in Summer's Hearth and then teleport."
"Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saving it for."
"Yeah. Or you get to a level where you can cast teleportation circle and you copy it into your spell book and then you have it forever."
"Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's also a good plan." "Oh, but you said this one was specifically to his teleportation circle.
No, you know the spell teleportation, the scroll is for teleportation circle. You know the address of his."
"Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You also can teleportation circle anywhere else that there's a teleportation circle, but just saying go kind of leads you up to some pretty fun chance."
"All right, so
teleportation circle somewhere in the southern hemisphere,
like specifically to his like PO box, you know."
You know his PO box, but you also know the send button.
Gotcha.
So you could just hit send button if you wanted to, and and we could roll some dice, and this could be that kind of campaign.
All right. So I say drop the letter, we rest, and then we talk to Otho in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep. You get back to your rooms. Room, it's one big room for the five of you now.
Someone, we're gonna have to take shifts to make sure Othlo doesn't wake up and freak out.
Mm. Yeah, that's an idea.
Well, the guard is there too, right?
The guard, yeah, but if the guard sees that he's a drow, right?
We don't want to.
Like, he could just, like, rip the bandages off his face.
Yeah, so it's you guys are in a... So it's not a private room, but it's private to you guys.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine.
It's a...
Okay.
Like a... It's like one bunk bed and three beds or something.
We should still keep watch, though.
Yeah.
You also have all of his equipment and stuff. So you can, like, check that out if you wanted to.
No.
Kind of rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though?
You know, I would. Right, I don't know this guy.
You go through his bag? Do you want to go through his bag?
I would like to.
Yeah, why not?
He has what appears to be two potions that you would have to identify. He has his crossbow. It's a hand crossbow. He has a short sword. With winter motif on the hilt, on the pommel, both, and he has a shield, which you guys noticed is kind of odd last time. It's very dark, and it's still got like a texture. It's got like a texture to it, but it's hard to tell like in the light. Like it's so dark that like it's like pitch black. It's like looking into a void.
I'll probably want to check this drow's, like, if there's anything comparable to the drow we met at the castle.
He's equipped similarly, but not... He's equipped similarly to the martial people,
mm-hmm.
but not the same motif.
Okay,
it's more of a black a and insignia. Silver. Yeah, mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's a little... It's more snowflake, less spider. As you are all, like, hang out and kind of, like, discussing all of this, Alphonse and Pilot make intelligence checks.
14.
Okay.
One, you're kidding me, Pilot. Come on.
Natural one, baby.
Pilot, yikes. Fine. Pilot, no idea. Alphonse, you're certain there's a way to have your friend's memories come back, but you don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, come on.
But you are aware that there is a way. You would.
Okay.
You did not roll high enough to know the way. Yeah. You rolled high enough to know that one exists.
Okay.
And
what is Alphonse doing now?
I guess I'm writing the letters.
Okay. I'll wait till Alphonse is finished. Are you done yet, Alphonse?
Oh, no.
Are you going to just relay everything we were told to them?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Is there anything we don't want to tell them? Accept that.
I mean, I don't think so. I think I just want to tell them that the queen believes that, like, Mab kidnapped her daughter, and that the attacks at Westfirk are linked to the Winter Queen.
Maybe so we don't know that.
I said she thinks.
She didn't, though. She just said it happened at Westfork and she think it was Mab, but she didn't say anything about the fire attacks being related to Mab.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another incident at Westfork the same night.
Yeah. And that she let us know to look for any kind of, like, sparks in nature, because that might be her daughter trying to defend herself. So for that reason, we're going to head to Westfork now.
And also,
if they need to reach us. Or some, sorry, I meant Summersquith.
And if we don't find the daughter, then there will be war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the urgent bit.
Cool.
And I guess I will seal it with my signet ring that is no longer cursed.
True. It is no longer cursed.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. You watched it get uncursed. It was pretty impressive. It was either a really good bluff or... He actually did it. Yeah, so you write it and you set it up, you seal it, you bring it out to the guy and say, like, this needs to go to the king and the arcanist. He said, yes, sir. We'll get it the first thing.
I also want to attune with my bronze acorn when I get a minute.
It Oh, you want to sit with it. It does not require attunement.
Oh.
But like during a rest, you want to sit with it to find out what it does?
Yeah.
Okay, you do. The food is brought, or there's food made. It's a giant, it's a big pot of rabbit stew. It was on the cook pot. They, in ranging, they occasionally run to rabbits. And so it's Sixel's having a good time. He doesn't know why, but he's really happy to be eating rabbit.
No. He
remembers seeing the rabbit in the grove.
Yeah.
No. He points at Pilot. He's like, "Hey, Simon, looks like they caught those rabbits."
Yep.
Oh.
Those rabbits.
I rub my hands together.
I have fucking memory.
That's why he got in a fight with the green mage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, right. I did tell you that my name was, or you could call me Simon.
Yes. I have to check it every time because I forget. And I will honor it.
And there's also half a loaf of bread left. It's not day old. It's like half day old. It was probably got from the baker this morning, but he offers it to all four of you. Said he's already had dinner. It's really warm. It's a little gamey. It's a rabbit. But there's a lot of vegetables, like potatoes and carrots and onion, and like it's hearty broth. Like it's not like a soup, it's a stew. So it's super filling. You don't have to eat a ration tonight. And it's kind of nice to like be under a roof and eat dinner. Safe, as far as you're aware. You can feed some to Othlo. He can be like, it's still not like there, but like he can consume food. Probably a good thing.
I like lift him up and
he does take food, but not a lot, and he's like, he mumbles a little bit, but no coherent speech. It's like somebody having a nightmare, like asleep kind of speech. Vaguely elvish. Maybe vaguely Sylvan. As you said with this acorn, you like sit with it and you think about it and you're like getting used to it, and it's a acorn of charm plant.
Okay.
Or plant, no, it's okay. Plant friendship is what it is. This acorn allows you to cast a spell similar to animal friendship once, but it can only be done on a plant. And awaken, or in something that is considered a plant, that includes awakened plants and living plants, like or
what about
conscious
like
plants.
Those big things that we fought when we found Othlo?
Dryads do not count. Dryads are fae.
They're creatures. Yeah.
Shambling mounds.
Shambling mound is a large plant.
Okay.
So it would allow you to cast friendship on a shambling mound. This spell lets you convince a plant that you mean it no harm. Choose a plant that you can see within range, 30 feet. It must see and hear you. It's a plant. We're gonna say it doesn't have to see and hear you.
I cast it on my host plant that is severely neglected, and we're friends now.
The plant must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by you for the spell's duration. If you or one of your companions harms the plant, the spell ends. So you can charm a plant. Once.
Nice.
All right. Nice. I will take it.
But a charmed creature can't attack the charmer or the target the charmer with harmful abilities or magical effects. The charmer has advantage on any ability check to interact socially with the creature. So you want to talk to a tree.
Have you
use
seen
your acorn of plant friendship. As you do, you guys like put Othlo's like stuff back down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you like rearrange his stuff, I'm assuming there's two sets of bunk beds and then there's a solo bed. I'm assuming he's on the solo bed.
Yeah.
Is where you guys like laid him down. Yeah. There's a window by the solo bed. As you arrange his things beside the bed on the, next to the window, moonlight comes in and falls on his shield. And as you look at it, revealed in the moonlight and reflecting the moonlight is an insignia of a snowflake. It seems to glow in the moonlight even.
Okay.
You're all gonna rest.
I can take the first watch to see if Othlo wakes up.
Is it best to put him by the window? Sun's gonna peek in.
And... I thought that
it's
too.
It only gives him disadvantage on perception stuff, and attacks that require perception. Like Drow can be in the sunlight, they just don't like it. It's like being in really bright sunlight as a person without sunglasses on. You're like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't want him next to the window in case he decides to escape out the window.
That we have someone up.
But someone's watching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case, though, can I ask a sort of out of game question? Is that when I'm shutting down, I don't have to be shut down laying down. I could shut down standing up, right?
Sure. Yes.
Could I stand in front of the window and shut down?
That would be very creepy.
That's fine. You could. You're awake. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming that Alphonse and Ilkhardi understands that I'm kind of
strange.
But the Zigzil.
It's fine. He saw through my disguise. That's fine.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
Okay.
He knows I'm not fleshy.
Thanks. Human. I hate it.
It'll call you taking first watch. Make a perception check for your watching. You're taking short watches because you can all get like a nice long rest.
21.
Okay. You appear fine. You're liking it. It's kind of staying up kind of late. You're a little bit tired. But everything appears fine all night. You hear one of the guards towards the end. You hear one of the guards come in. Into the outpost and make like a quick report to whoever's standing on duty, and just you hear just heavy footsteps down the hall and then just like a thwomp as he falls into bed. You wake up whoever was going to take second watch.
I could take second watch.
They're going to be 3 hours, so you have to get two out of the way, or if you want to pick up at the end. Yeah that's fair.
We do this all the time.
Okay, pilot, you're up. Make a perception check.
That's a 12.
Okay. Nothing out of the ordinary appears to happen. You see, like, a few people... Like, you see, like... A few. So, three people come into town really, really, really late. But they don't appear to be up to anything. They just look like some travelers that were on the road way too late, and they move on into town. The rest of your watch goes unproblematic. Who's picking up the third?
I'll take it.
You got it? All right. Perception check?
12.
Okay. What do you want to like do across your watch? Because it's like the dead of night. You can do some reading.
Maybe
move,
just
to
kind of like lean against the window and watch. Yes. As like Strider.
you're watching out the window, a little bit of a drizzle starts and it starts hitting the panes of glass. It appears like you see the moon become covered by cloud cover, and then a little bit of rain starts to hit the glass, but nothing again appears to happen out of the ordinary. And then Zixel gets up early, takes the last watch. Zixel, can I get a perception check?
A 12.
Lots of 12s. No flow, go does back, not wake back. Up. In the middle of your watch, again, you hear the first, right around when you switch with Alphonse, you hear the first of many rangers and other Kingsguard get up, and he appears to be the messenger headed out in the morning. You actually see, if you're looking out the window, you see him take off south on the King's Road on a horse. And you hear the rest of the Kingsguard wake up as you start your morning, and the sun rises, morning approaches, and you wake up your friends. As the sun starts to come up, you wake up your friends. Othlo, like, you can see him, he like reaches his hand up to shield his eyes, and you realize that he's actually conscious now.
Othlo, how are you feeling?
It's so bright.
I stand in front of the window.
Oh, it's been so bright. Where...
What is this place called?
Oak Hill.
We're in the Oak Hill Kingsguard outpost.
Oak Hill.
It's near Storm's Fall. We rescued you from Queen Titania.
Yes, Titania. She did not like a message delivered. She tied me up and it was just so bright for so long.
And that is where we found you.
How you all, how long has it been since we last spoke?
Weeks.
There are 5 weeks until the equinox.
Solstice.
Oh, somebody said equinox. Might have been
winter
me.
And summer or solstice.
I'm very confused. You must have met my queen. And she sent you to save me?
No, she sent us to send another message to inquire about the mantle.
Of course, the mantle, yes.
So, last we spoke, you were unable to tell us everything. Now that you've delivered your message, can you speak freely?
He, like, you see him wiggle his neck and he goes, yes, I believe I can now. Thank you.
It was what any decent person would do. To treat one like that is unacceptable.
It is their nature. You all have grown so much since I've seen you last. Is that a new hat?
It is a new hat.
It looks nice.
Well, thank you. Now, what do you know of the daughters of Queen Titania and Queen Mab?
The daughters? The ladies, as they're referred to. I have not seen the Winter Lady in some time. She's not come to court for quite a while. But her name is Mauve. She is quite like her mother. Cold and scary. I was once almost her knight, but was defeated by a she, who now is her bodyguard. That's how I got my job as a messenger. I think my father was happy.
Do you know where she went? Did she leave on her own accord?
Yes. Mauve, she travels the mortal realm freely. She's our queen's eyes and ears and experiences here. They're linked more than mother and daughter. They're linked as one being in a way. She is incredibly magically gifted as well, and speaks with her mother's will when necessary.
Does she and the Summer Queen's daughter, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch her name either, do they travel together frequently?
No, very rarely do they meet. It's in passing, if anything, that I'm aware of. I'm afraid I don't know the Summer Lady's given name. I've never met her. Not actually heard much of her. We do not speak of the Summer Court often at home.
Have you ever seen her?
No. Not in my years as a messenger. Only ever to Titania if I was delivering a message. If she is anything like Mauve, she is much like her mother, though. But more mortal, if that... I'm afraid that doesn't make much sense, but it is the case.
He kind of like doubles over. He's like,
I am unsure if I'm hungry or if I've been wounded.
In your state... Will you be able to go back to Queen Mab?
I will either return or I will die, as is the way of the Winter Court.
One of you talk about how the kidnapping occurred during the, well, supposedly during the fight in West.
I don't want to lean into it just like directly. What did you deliver to the Queen that sent her into such a state exactly?
Just the message that Mab requested her presence. She was not at the exchange as she was supposed to be. To be fair, I kind of expected that reception after dealing with the dryads. But still had to be done.
And did she tell you why she was so angry?
And that is, I'm far below either queen.
How much do we want to tell him? Because we could have him bring a message back to Mab.
Yeah. I don't exactly want to send Mab battle plans. Like, I don't want to say you're gonna die on the solstice, but I do kind of want to say that she thinks her daughter was kidnapped.
Because he told you about those other drow from Westfrick being like the servants of the spider or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would, with our knowledge that might have been linked to that kidnapping, supposedly, would he have any knowledge where those drow went?
Yeah, we could ask. Titania spoke of the servants of the spider as being the people of your queen. And I know that when we spoke about this, you adamantly said that they were corrupt.
Titania said that they were supposedly Mab's people who had changed allegiance.
Changed allegiance.
Yeah, to someone called Loth.
Right. What can you tell us about Loth?
He says Loth, and he goes and then he gets thrown into a coughing fit. She was the one who corrupted those. They're no longer my people. Those, they look like us, because who serve my queen. She's a liar and ascended, and all future generations who bought into the lies were corrupted forever to be servants of the spider. She twists their mind. But my people, it's my family only, actually, remain loyal to my queen. And we serve as we have since the dawn of time, as far as we are aware.
What does this spider mean? Does it represent Loth?
She is the spider.
He created the webs of lies.
Ascended as the spider. We have quite a web. I have never met the goddess, and I sure hope not to, but I would definitely have a few things.
Goddess.
To say. That is what happens.
Goddess of what?
Spiders and lies. Of the turned ones, corrupted ones. The people, they call us drow, but I have only ever known my people as Mab's people of elves. We are just as much elves as those who bask in the sun in the summer court. We are just Mab's people. We did not choose the name drow. That was given by the humans of this world for those that were corrupted.
Would you happen to know any rumors about where Loth's kingdom is? Are they in the Feywilds? Are they...
No, they're around, all of them. They can't... it bothers me. Can't stand the sight of sunlight. It hurts our eyes, honestly. And they kidnap. And they scheme. They deal
recently,
with the other...
They made an attempt on the king's life. The Storm King.
Well, that's just a bold move of them. Stupid, but bold. He is not as far as I know, a weak king. Not from a weak family. They were the ones who attacked your town as well. It was not my family. That's almost all I know of them. They're quite old as well. They're older than I am, and I'm not that old.
Go ahead.
Many, many generations of my family have served my queen. She is forever.
Could you carry a message for us? You're a queen.
That I can do that, yes.
And I'm not sure if she will release you to track us down and send a return, but we at least want to let her know that the daughter of Titania has been kidnapped.
Oh.
She believes that it was by Mab.
No. Oh. That explains much.
What we gathered is that the event took place at Westfirk the night before the transfer of power, which is why your message was received so poorly.
It's also why Titania refused to show up for the transfer. She feared a trap.
Of course. That makes more sense than most. I can carry this message for you.
What I've kind of gathered is it seems like this Loth has the most to gain from the two courts clashing.
I cannot say that for sure. She's far beyond the veil now. The servants indeed could have much to gain. I do not know what to gain, but if they are underground when, as you all say, the world goes to shit, they would be safe. And they would act in the aftermath of that.
If you could carry that message, that
yes, I can. You said
appreciate.
We are in Oak Hill.
Yes.
To the east of the Kingswood.
East of the Kingswood. That I make more sense of. I've not read many of the Mortal Realms maps. Only few.
If you go due west, you will find the path that leads you towards the Great Tree, if that orients you any better.
That does. We are near an earth ley line here then. What was the cost to release me?
Friendship. Lots and lots of friendship.
That does not sound honest.
Our dear Ronald.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know.
Oh, I don't. Never mind. You're right.
You don't know.
Fuck.
Do you mention that you don't know?
Hmm?
Do you mention that you don't know?
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
He's
gonna know.
I would like to know as well.
Extreme friendship.
That is untrue.
Ronald will need to give up something that he doesn't know that he possesses, but wants? What was it again? Wants, but does not possess.
Does not yet have, yeah. But wants. So next time he comes across something he wants. Yeah.
And that will be owed to the queen.
That is a steep price.
And our two friends, when we exited the Feywilds, they had no memory of our encounter.
And you ask him if there's a way to undo that, because you know it exists.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Can you spell it out?
You
confused
don't
know
if there's, you know, if there's a way to recover their memory?
In terms of your memories, leaving my realm without our blood, you share some. You, gesturing at Pilot, goes, you might be immune, I do not know. Without Fey blood, you will forget. It is as if a curse. Occasionally, but anything that will remove a curse will regain your memory. As for you, my friend,
And he gestures at you, Pilot. He says, do you have quill and parchment?
Yeah.
He says, a moment. And he starts to scribble down.
Special Pilot brand quill and parchment.
He starts to scribble something on the parchment. And he folds it. And he says, does anyone have a way to seal it?
Yeah.
And yes, for like a little bit of wax. And he seals it with a ring he's wearing. It's not exactly Mab symbol, but it's like something like that. And he offers it to you, Pilot, and he says, for when the next thing is taken from you, this is from me. He offers it, the parchment sealed, to you.
Thank you.
Do you take it?
Sure.
You take it, and as you watch, it catches fire and burns entirely. And it's gone. And he chuckles, and he goes, take that, summer bitch. There was nothing on there. Just a note to our dear friend Titania. It was the next thing you got that you wanted.
Nice. He did the cloak thing. Fucking legend.
Wow.
I pat him on the back gently.
He says, I think I will be on my way, if that is amiable. Are all my things here?
They are.
Yeah.
Please keep the bandages on your face on your way out. I'm sure.
I will not go out by the door. Hold a moment. And he takes out these two potions and he drinks one, and then very quickly he pours out the other one across his skin and clothing. And you watch as he starts to translucent, transparent, and he doesn't appear to be exactly there. It's all over all of his clothing and stuff. And he says, may our paths cross in calmer nights. And he kind of fades from his plane, and you see him move quickly through the floor and out, and like just gone, like as if a ghost.
Go with haste, my friend.